This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
He is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and a regular guest on this program for over 3 years. It's truly an honor to welcome back to the program Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing good, man. I'm sitting here in front of the Goose Creek Market in downtown Fishersville this afternoon.
Downtown Fishersville?
Hey, yeah, I know where that is. If anybody wants to come out and say hi, tell them to come on over.
I know where that is. Fishersville, right there, tucked in between Stanton and Waynesboro.
It is my normal stopping off spot. I tell you, when we're traveling north, south, east, or west, we've got our normal stopping off spots where we always stop to fill up the tank with gas. And I was on my way back from out in the valley today, and I knew to call you before I got to the top of Afton Mountain because I'll lose my signal when I get there. So I stopped at the Goose Creek Market to chat with you this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. That's very kind of you. Now tell me where you are out and about and update us on the campaign.
Well, things are going well. We're traveling across the state. Today I was up in the Harrisonburg area and down in the Lexington area, and now heading back to Richmond, and I think a little bit later in the week we're got a day in Northern Virginia and one down in Hampton Roads. So we're getting out traveling around the state talking to folks and actually feeling pretty good about where we are. I think the political environment in Virginia is changing a little bit. I think the fact that Bob McDonnell and I are working together while the other side's still fighting. We're out there talking about energy solutions and higher education solutions, and Thursday we're going to be releasing our government reform agenda. So it gives us a good leg up on the other side, but we're going to have to work hard for the next 177 days, and there'll be lots of trips out 64 and up 81 and 95 between now and Election Day.
Well, travel safe. We're talking with Bill Bowling, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Share with us again the message that you have been imparting to voters as you travel around the state and meet with them, and the things that you want voters in Virginia to keep in mind this very important election year.
Well, clearly the big issue facing Virginia right now is getting our economy moving again and creating jobs and economic opportunity for Virginia families. And there are a lot of folks out there right now hurting, and the best way that we can help solve those problems is by creating more jobs. So, everything we're doing is really oriented toward that. I guess it was about a month ago we released our More Energy, More Jobs program, which is designed to make Virginia the nation's leader in developing traditional sources of energy and new forms of energy and renewable forms of energy and new and emerging energy technologies. Last week we released our higher education package and made a commitment to try to increase the number of Virginia students graduating from one of our four-year colleges or two-year community colleges by 100,000 students above the rates that we're right now seeing over the course of the next decade, because we know that a higher education, a good education, is the most strategic investment we can make in the future. We want to do more to invest in our colleges and universities so we can open up more spots and hold down the tuition. So really everything we're doing right now, we've been talking a lot about the need to protect the right to work law, and that means making sure that we do not pass this horrific job-killing proposal that's pending in Congress right now called Card Check, because Card Check would result in the mass unionization of business in America, make American business non-competitive in the global marketplace, and take away a worker's most precious right to vote in a secret ballot before their workplace can be unionized. So really, everything we're focusing on, and you'll see it as we roll out more our public education initiatives that'll be coming out here in a few weeks, our transportation solution package. We're really just trying to focus everything on putting Virginia's economy in the best place to recover when this recovery starts taking place.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that office this November, as Virginians head to the polls to elect new statewide offices and all 100 seats in the Virginia House of Delegates. Valerie is waiting patiently on line one. Valerie, welcome to the program. You're on with Bill Bowling. You go right ahead.
Hello, Oh, thank you. Well, going along with your Lieutenant Governor Bowling, what you were just saying about the economy, I know a lot of people are talking about, you know, now is a good opportunity with the economy to bring in some innovation with green jobs and some other more environmentally friendly things. And I was wondering whether you personally believe in global warming and that human activity has an effect on our climate. And if so, you know, what kind of programs would you put in place in your next term were you to be reelected that would take that into account?
Right. Well, thanks, Valerie, for the question. I mean, look, I think the scientific evidence has been over the course of the past decade or so that there have been trends of warming in our climate. I think it's hard to argue against that. I think there is evidence out there right now that maybe some of those trends have stabilized and are beginning to reverse themselves. But, you know, I think we need to operate under the assumption that the evidence does indicate that there is some patterns of global warming. There's a lot of scientific debate as to whether that's cyclical in nature or man-made in nature. My hunch is it's probably a little bit of both. So I think that we do need to be pursuing responsible policies to try and reduce emissions that go into the atmosphere. The problem we have is achieving the right balance. And I think there are things we can do. For example, in our More Energy, More Jobs program, we've made a commitment to developing renewable forms of energy. We think there's a lot of potential in wind energy development in Virginia and solar energy development in Virginia. I think there's more efforts that we can make to make biofuels more meaningful. I think there's a lot of new and emerging energy technologies out there today that we haven't even thought about. And we've called for the creation of the Virginia Energy Institute, which will try to bring together all of the research into new and emerging energy technologies that we have being done by our seven of our research universities in Virginia under one canopy, and our economic development efforts targeted toward new energy businesses in Virginia under that same canopy. We're fully committed to green jobs programs. We've proposed a green jobs tax incentive program for businesses that locate in Virginia. We, in fact, are doubling that incentive for businesses that put, you know, green energy businesses inside of some of our existing targeted economic development zones across the state. We've embraced some what we believe are responsible conservation measures. For example, we want all new state buildings construction to conform with LEED energy standards. We want all state agencies to be required to enter into environmental performance contracts to reduce the amount of the energy that they consume. So there are a lot of things that I think we can do and achieve that proper balance between protecting the environment on the one hand and making sure that we remain a great place to do business on the other.
What about regulations, though?
Well, I think we have sufficient regulations in place today. You know, coal is a good example of that. You know, we're big advocates of clean coal technologies. We believe that's important for the economy, particularly of Southwest Virginia, which is kind of the Saudi Arabia of coal. But we've got a new generation of clean coal plants coming online today that are far better than they were a decade ago, and that technology is going to continue to improve. But, you know, I think we've got adequate regulatory requirements in place. We need to make sure that those regulatory requirements continue to keep pace. You know, again, clean coal is an example of how technologies change and become cleaner. So, you know, I think we've got adequate safeguards in place right now to enable us to achieve some of those goals of reducing emissions. And, you know, we need to continue working to make the technologies better over time. I don't know that it's a regulatory problem. I think we just need to keep making the technologies available over time. And hopefully, as we see more of our energy production shift to things like wind and solar and biofuels, that'll help. But look, you know, we understand that today in America, less than 1% of our total energy consumption comes from wind and solar. So, you know, while it's important for us to continue pursuing wind and solar, we can't ignore the fact that the vast majority of our energy production still comes from traditional sources, nuclear, clean coal, oil, and natural gas. And, you know, we've got to be doing more to develop energy independence in America along those lines as well. And those things can have a tremendous impact not only on our energy security, but also our economic security at the same time.
Valerie, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go to Cindy on line three. Cindy, you're on with Bill Bowling. You go right ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I was calling about the new Republican Party chair, Pat Mullins. Brian McNeil actually published a recent article that linked Pat Mullins with the Faith and Alliance, or Faith and Family Alliance, and their ties to Jack Abramoff. I was wondering if you actually supported him, even though there were possibly some ethical questions about his group.
Well, I'm not going to comment on the column because I haven't seen it, and I don't really know what it contends or what the validity of the contentions may be. You know, Pat's been around for a very long time in our party. He was chairman of the Republican Party up in Fairfax County for a number of years. He's chairman of the party in Louisa County, where he's now living now. And, you know, I think he'd be a good steadying hand to help lead the party into the future. There is, as you probably know, a contest for the party chair coming up at our state convention. There's another fellow who's by the name of Bill Stanley, who's running for party chair as well. So I don't know how that's going to all work out at the convention. That's just a decision that the delegates will have to make. And, you know, whoever the chair is, you know, we want to work closely with them to make sure that we put forth the strongest front that we can in November, and having a Republican Party behind us that's functioning well and working well is an essential part of that. But the most important part of that is having good candidates like Bob McDonnell and Bill Bowling, who are out there offering a positive vision for the future of our state that focuses on the things, you know, families care most about, and that's what we intend to do. You know, we want to give people a reason to believe in our party and talk about how we get the economy moving again and deal with our education challenges and transportation challenges and healthcare challenges. And, you know, most folks really don't care much about the inside politics stuff. They just want to know they've got leaders who are going to work together to try to get some things done in Washington and Richmond and at the local courthouse. And, you know, that's what our message is going to be, and, you know, that's what we're going to focus on.
Cindy, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to break here for local news and weather. Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that office come November. Thank you for pulling off the highway to make the call. I appreciate that, and travel safe.
Thanks, Coy. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Talk to you again.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.